Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Norberto Martin. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Martinez. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lyle Mouton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jorge Fabregas. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Chris Snopek. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, James Baldwin. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting third. The right fielder, Geronimo Berroa. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth. The left fielder, B.J. Surhoff. Batting 7th. The center fielder, Jeffrey Hammonds. Batting 8th. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Mussina. And now, play ball. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martin strikes out. 1 out. Dave Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Martinez. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Martinez steals second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas strikes out. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Geronimo Berroa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berroa hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baldwin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baines for the out. 1 out. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Mouton hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mouton moves to second. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fabregas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mussina fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snopek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Palmeiro strikes out. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a line drive into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Baldwin covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hammonds strikes out. One out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Geronimo Berroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berroa is 0 for 1 in the game. Berroa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek juggles the ball. That's an error on Snopek. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Berroa moves to second. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Palmeiro is 0 for 1 in the game. Palmeiro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lyle Mouton batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Mouton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mouton hits a line drive towards third. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Fabregas is 0 for 1 in the game. Fabregas strikes out. Two outs. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Snopek is 0 for 1 in the game. Snopek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baldwin fields it and throws to first for the out. Ripken moves to second. One out. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hammonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Hammonds strikes out. Two outs. Chris Hoyles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hoyles is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoyles hits a fly ball into right field. Mudin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Martinez hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Martinez moves to third. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 0 for 1 in the game. Bordick strikes out. One out. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Anderson moves to second. Two outs. Geronimo Barroa is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Anderson moves to third. Geronimo Barroa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Barroa is 0 for 2 in the game. Barroa hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lyle Mudin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mudin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mudin hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Baines moves to third. Mudin moves to second. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Fabregas is 0 for 2 in the game. Fabregas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops it up and throws to first, with Alomar covering, for the out. One out. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Snopek is 0 for 2 in the game. Snopek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen takes first base on ball 4. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Baines scores. Mudin moves to third. Guillen moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Norberto Martin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Martin is 0 for 3 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mussina fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Palmeiro is 0 for 2 in the game. Palmeiro hits a line drive towards first. Thomas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0 for 2 in the game. Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeffrey Hammonds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hammonds is 0 for 2 in the game. Hammonds takes first base on ball 4. Ripken moves to second. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoyles hits a line drive into right field. Mudin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martinez hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Barroa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Baines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Cameron pinch runs for Harold Baines. Lyle Mudin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mudin is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Mudin hits a fly ball into center field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bordick is 0 for 2 in the game. Bordick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Castillo now pitching. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 3 in the game. Alomar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Randy Myers now pitching. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fabregas is 0 for 3 in the game. Fabregas strikes out. One out. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Snopek is 0 for 3 in the game. Snopek hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Guillen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Surhoff. Guillen reaches second base with a double. Snopek moves to third. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Martin is 0 for 4 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Snopek scores. Guillen moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Martinez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martinez hits a fly ball towards left. Surhoff catches it and throws to home to double up Guillen. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Darren Lewis now playing center field. Dave Martinez now playing right field. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Geronimo Barroa is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Barroa is 0 for 3 in the game. Barroa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rafael Palmeiro batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Palmeiro is 0 for 3 in the game. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 3 in the game. Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.